This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Coming to Melbourne, I was working as a freelance curator, specialising in photography, and was introduced to all the different galleries and institutions and schools of photography here. And the idea emerged to do something that was would bring all these different galleries and institutions and organisations together to create a international festival of photography. And a few years later, we're launching it, and I'm leading the program.
Right. And now, it was going to be on this year, and we know why. So it's been pushed back to next year. But give us a bit of an idea of some of the, you know, like the galleries that will be involved in it.
Sure. I mean, we're working with both major institutions like the Immigration Museum and the Centre for Contemporary Photography, the Monash Gallery of Art, but also galleries across the state from Horsham to Benalla. So it's an extraordinarily large program focused on central Melbourne, but also working with like organisations that don't normally do visual art, like the Royal Botanic Gardens and the Parliament of Victoria. So there's going to be projects in really kind of like unexpected, unusual places around the city.
And what is the main theme of it? What's the objective of it?
The aim is really a celebration of photography, but not just photography, new ideas. So the festival will have a whole rafter of new commissions and premieres of work that's never been seen before, either here or anywhere else.
Yeah. And
the idea is also to take photography out of the gallery setting and into the street. So while there's plenty of exhibitions around the place, we're also commissioning artists to create work at an urban scale and take over spaces around the city, like Argyle Square in Carlton or sites along Swanston Street. So you'll be able to walk around, see these sort of large-scale works, and then dip into an exhibition and immerse yourself more into different ideas and different viewpoints.
Right, so it will be like actual photographs, like on the street.
Yeah, on the sides of buildings, building structures, outside landmark sites, as well as kind of down laneways. It's really a festival of exploration, and the whole program is themed around ideas of the truth and photography's complex relationship with that. So the idea is to see the truth through the gaze of different photographers and artists, and kind of build up a story as you kind of explore and traverse the city.
Yeah. And how many, do you know roughly how many, on the street and galleries, how many, venues and street pieces will be out there?
Well, there's about 80 different exhibitions and artist projects over at around 65 different locations, both large and small.
Yeah.
The idea is also to make sure that we're really providing space to allow people from different backgrounds, different life experiences to be center stage. So we're having artists both from around the world and Australia, but also people that have particular viewpoints. And there's a lot of work that's kind of championing and centering sort of gay, queer, trans experiences as well, and making sure that that's part of the overall narrative, which is so often left behind in sort of the canon of photography, as it were.
Yeah, and well, this is a brand new festival. Has anything like this been? It sounds to me like nothing like this has been staged in Melbourne before.
I believe that's correct. It's Festivals of photography happen around the world, and each one is different. And this one's really built on the amazing kind of community that exists in Melbourne of visual artists, of educators, of photographers, and really works with like the urban fabric of the city and kind of celebrates all the different art organizations, large and small, down to artists who run spaces, makes sure that artists and photographers from a whole sort of different stages of their careers are all presented in this global showcase.
Right. And how hard was it to find the people to exhibit and the spaces? How long have you been working on it?
Good question. I mean, it's a challenge when you start something like this up from scratch.
Yeah.
It's been a good 3+ years in the making. despite the setback of COVID, pushing this back a year, it's going to be thrilling to actually be able to see this on the streets and happening. It was a fantastic challenge, like finding these artists who are, have something interesting to say. Mm. I mean, we're showing work from artists that are using sort of facial recognition software developed for surveillance in Moscow. Showing work by artists who are, questioning whether we're actually living in a computer simulation. We're bringing artwork by the South African visual activist Zanoni Moholi, who champions black, lesbian, gay, trans, queer and intersex communities right onto the streets of Melbourne, and kind of allowing people to tell their truth and explore this kind of like the veracity of the photographic image. And kind of hopefully will be a time for people to stop and pause and think about the role photography plays in their lives.
Yeah.
And be inspired by these incredible creators and photographic visionaries.
Yeah. And it starts on the 18th of February and runs to the 7th of March. What I want to do is that I want to, because hopefully I will have people back in the studio with me instead of it being by phone. I want to get you and some of the artists and some of the galleries, and we'll do a feature on this, because to me this sounds so important, and it's going to be wonderful for Melbourne to have this exhibition happening at this time when we're coming out of such a terrible year this year, that hopefully next year will be so much happier and brighter. So I'm going to keep in contact with you, and let's do a special on it on Sunday Arts on the weekend leading up to it.
I'd absolutely love that, and it'd be great to make for you to hear directly from the artists, because they're incredible.
Yeah.
They inspire me, and I'm just thrilled that I'm able to help bring their work to people's attention in this way, in such a public way.
And how can we find out more about it? Is there a website or is there social media that we can go to now and follow what's going on?
There is. We've actually just launched our artistic program this week. It's all on our website, photo.org.au. Sign up for our newsletters to hear more. But the best way to really follow us is on social media. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Photo Festival AU. Definitely follow us on Instagram, because there we're providing space for the different artists to show their work.
Yeah.
Take it over each week by different photographers, and you'll start seeing the stories emerge. Wow. That'll be the festival.
Because I think it's one of those festivals that you need to know a bit about before you actually start hitting the streets or the galleries to have a look at it, if you have a better understanding. Do you agree on that?
In a way, but also the way we've designed it is it's going to be incredibly accessible. So someone that's never even heard of it will come across something that is unexpected.
Oh, okay.
They could be walking down Swanston Street and see works outside St. Paul's Cathedral or outside the State Library, and that will be their way in, and hopefully that will encourage them to go and see more and immerse themselves even further.
Right.
And our website has a whole layers of articles and essays and interviews with artists. So once people kind of get hooked, there's depth that they can go to find out more and really kind of get even more excited about the artworks and the ideas being presented.
Right. And what's that website again?
It's photo.org.au.
Yep.
All the exhibitions and artist projects are now up there, so you can see, you can start planning your journey around the festival, and we'll be launching all our events programs, all our talks, education programs, things like that will all go live in January.
Well, I'm so excited about it because I love photography. It's one of my favourite things in life. And even with my little phone, well, not little phone, my normal phone, I'm out and about taking photos all the time. If anyone follows me, they're very aware of it. So I'm deadly excited about this. And and as I said, we'll get you back on because it doesn't start till the 18th of February. So it's an exciting time coming up.
I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me on. I look forward to telling you more about it in the coming months.
My pleasure. Thanks for being on, and thanks for pulling this exhibition and the fact that you had to sit on it for all these months like so many other people have. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. You're on.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.